In this week's parsha, the story of Mara, it ends with Sham Sam Lo Choku Mishpat V'Sham Nisahu. After sweetening the waters, Hashem gave Klal Yisrael Choku Mishpat. What does it mean, Choku Mishpat? So the Machlok Rishonim, Rashi, your quotes based on the Gemara. B'Mara Nasan Lahem Mitzas Parshios Shel Torah Sheis Asku Behem. He gave him some parshios of Torah to learn. Shabbos Upara Aduma V'Dinim. Shabbos, Parah Aduma, and Dinim. Why Shabbos, Parah Aduma, and Dinim? So Shabbos, we understand where Rashi gets it from, because in the very next parak, Moshe will say, right, you're supposed to be keeping Shabbos in the story of the Iman. Why Dinim? L'chor Dinim comes from Choku Mishpat. Mishpat, Eila Mishpat, Mishpat, Tosfot Vlame refers to Dinim. And why Parah Aduma? Because Choku Mishpat, Chok. Menastam means paraduma, mishpat menastam means dinim, dinim amaros, and Shabbos, because we have Shabbos coming up in the Iman. So Rabbi Yaakov Hanetsky asked, Teinach, we understand why he gave them Shabbos. It's very important to know about Shabbos, because they have to know not to get them on Shabbos, they need a certain context. Why did he give them dinim? Well, it's very important to know dinim. If they're traveling through the desert, things come up. They have to know how to treat each other properly. They have to be a civilized society and not a bunch of vildachayas. But why Parah Aduma? Parah Aduma is clearly not halacha l'maisa, because to have Parah Aduma, you need nochach b'nei ohel moed. You need to first build a mishkan. It'll be a long time till they build a mishkan. So Parah Aduma is bechlal not shayach. Even if they had a red heifer, it wouldn't help till they built the Mishkan, which is a long time afterwards. By then, they'll get the whole Torah Shavach Sav and Torah Shavach Peh, and they'll have plenty of time. So why did Hashem give them now the Lis Asig Davka in the Parsha Parah Aduma? As a matter of fact, there are some people who, you know, like to say, like, pseudo-academic kind of speculations, who want to say, well, it can't be Parah Aduma. Why would Hashem teach them Parah Aduma? It must be a Tosofer. And it was a Pei Aleph that was really supposed to be a Kaf Aleph, supposed to be Kibat Av. And Rashi says, Kibat Av, because it says, Kasher Sivcha Hashem Elokecha, but that's really speculation and has no basis in any of the manuscripts. Clearly, Hashem gave him the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. But why Davka Parah Aduma? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, because ultimately what's going on here in Parshas B'Shalach, a lot of Parshas B'Shalach until right before this part of B'Shalach, Kriyas Yamsuf, Az Yashir, is the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? The story of Yitzias Mitzrayim really hasn't ended till Kriyas Yamsuf, Az Yashir, which is right the pasuk before this story. From here on, we're moving to Parshas Yisro. It's really the transition from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, right? V'hotzesi, v'itzalti, v'ga'alti, and then you need v'lakachti, eschem lilam, v'yisil lachem le'lokim. You need Matan Torah. To transition from Matan Torah, what do you need? You need to start having mitzvahs parshiyos shel Torah. Yeah, right. By Yelchu Shlosh Yom Bamidbar V'lo Matzu Mayim. We'll see. Comes a little later, right? They Ein Mayim El Torah. You need to start getting ready for Matan Torah. What do you need to start getting ready for Matan Torah? So Yaakov Kavinsky says, for them to get in the mood for Matan Torah, for them to be ready for Matan Torah, they need many things. Maybe they need the man. Talk about that another time. Lo Nitna Torah Ela Lo Ochlei Haman. But they need to know. They need to know a certain mishpatim, how to behave properly. Derech Eretz Kadmon LaTorah makes a lot of sense. Shabbos, you need to have Shabbos in place. Have a special time to bring Hashem into your life and to recognize the Bria Sa'olam. Before you get the Torah, you need to know about Bria Sa'olam. That makes a lot of sense. Why Davka Parah Aduma, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky? Because before you're ready to even think about going to Matan Torah, you need Chok U'Mishpat. You need to understand that there are some things that Hashem understands that you don't understand. You need to be in a place where you're ready to say, there are things I don't understand about the world. There are things that are beyond me. The world is very complex. There are many layers of reality that are beyond my comprehension, certainly at this historical moment. And I'm willing to accept Ritzon Hashem. I'm willing to trust Hashem even in things that don't make sense to me at all. As a achana for Matan Torah, you need to really be in this place. Perhaps you could add to Rav Yaakov that that's part of what's going on in this whole story. They came to a place and the waters were bitter. What do you do if they're bitter waters? So Hashem said, Moshe, throw in a stick of water. And all of a sudden, a stick of wood. And all of a sudden, the waters got sweet. How does throwing in a stick of wood make waters sweet, right? Most of the things that happened until now made a lot of sense. Hashem told them, slaughter a sheep and put the blood on the doorpost. That makes sense. It's a sign that we're Ovid Hashem and we should be protected from the Makkah. Go into the Yam Suf. That makes sense because it'll split and then the Mitzrayim will come after us and it'll make them drown. You know, even right here, how does throwing in a stick make the waters sweet? The answer is throwing in a stick doesn't make the water sweet at all. But Hashem told you to do it. It doesn't in any way that we can fathom. Hashem told you throwing in this stick will make these waters sweet. And you know what? It didn't make any sense to us. It really is a chok, exeris akasa, which has no logic behind it. We did it, and taka, it worked. And maybe that's exactly what Hashem's teaching them. They are choku mishpat, that sometimes everything Hashem says makes perfect sense, and the plan goes. You just need to have the bitachon that Hashem's really going to come through with it, but it all makes sense to us. Sometimes it makes no sense to us whatsoever, like paraduma, but go. There is no paraduma now. It's not lamaisa. Learn about paraduma. Be ready to be makabla o malcha shamayim, because you're not really makabla o malcha shamayim if you only do things that make sense to you, right? That's called Reform Judaism. Oh yeah, we keep Judaism, but we only keep the things that make sense. We follow Hashem's mitzvahs only if they make sense to us. Oh yeah, that means you don't follow Hashem's mitzvahs at all. Mele, you'll do what makes sense to you. That's not a mitzvah. Ultimately, to be ready for Matan Torah, you need to be in this stage, and I think that's really true Lidoros, right? Like the real, you know, to achana for Torah is to put yourself, the Rav like to talk about this a lot, how, you know, to really be Oved Hashem requires accepting that there are things you don't understand and you're just taking them on faith from Hashem. And as a matter of fact, someone told me that Rav Amital Zatzal, founding Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Haaretzion, you know, if someone wanted to become a Baal Tshuva and, you know, asked, what should I take on myself first? He'd often tell them, well, you should take on yourself one mitzvah that makes a lot of sense to you, that you really identify with, that speaks to you on the inside. Then your mom is mischaber to the Torah by something that's very meaningful to you. And take upon yourself one mitzvah that doesn't make sense to you at all, that you really don't connect to at all, that is totally foreign to the way you look at the world. Because, on the one hand, you know, connecting the Torah in a way that makes sense to us, that's mishpat. But on the other hand, to really be mekabel the Torah, to really be Oved Hashem, you have to be willing to make the sacrifice of doing things that don't make sense to you and just trusting Hashem, even though you don't understand where he's coming from. And that, according to Rav Yaakov, is exactly what they needed coming straight out of the Yam Suf as the Hachana for Matan Torah.